Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Another day, another scandal. I'm talking about sports, not the Vikings' loss. Two Major League Baseball pitchers allegedly conspired with sports bettors to rig the pitches that they threw so the bettors would profit from fake, or, and they weren't fake, they were real, but they were illegal wagers. Oh my God, what are we doing? We're now cheating, using ourselves to get other people money. Luis Leandro Ortiz was arrested Sunday at Logan Airport. He's from the Cleveland Guardians. And Emmanuel Klaas, I'm not sure how to say it, also of the Guardians, was not yet in custody on Sunday afternoon. And it says the pitchers started conspiring with sports bettors in 2023 on pitches they would throw during Major League Baseball games. The bettors used that information to place prop bets worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Sports is not real anymore. I'm frustrated about this. In the first hour, we held the media to account. Now we're going to try to hold these players to account. Now, you guys know, if you've listened to this show for like 5 minutes, ChatGPT provides me with all of my sports knowledge. So I had to get somebody who was smarter than me to talk about this. Dr. Roto, like Rotisserie Fantasy Sports. Dr. Roto has worked as a senior fantasy sports analyst for Roto Experts, Scout Fantasy, and Sports Illustrated. He's one of the top fantasy football players in the industry, has won a bunch of championships. He also has a weekend morning show on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio. Dr. Roto, but that's weird that I'm calling you that, but Dr. Roto, welcome to the program.
You can call me Doc. It's okay, Jordan. Doc. I'm glad to be here with you. So it's crazy. What's happening now in today's world is something called prop betting. So if people aren't familiar with that, it means, like, for example, how many yards do we think Justin Jefferson is going to have yesterday? So, for example, let's say it was 59 yards. You can bet over 59 or under 59. And people are betting on that. So what these guys were doing, they were betting on pitches, specific pitches, which tells you, like, in-game, how much control potential bettors have.
It's crazy. So talk to me about that. I feel like sports has lost its integrity. I mean, has sports been compromised by gambling?
It's a great question, because I think, for example, there are many people who think the NBA has. In baseball, we've seen the Black Sox scandal, right? We've seen Pete Rose, but we haven't seen this, right? We haven't seen anything like this. In the NBA, we've seen point shaving going on for years. Mm-hmm. Guys were just, you know, arrested a few weeks ago for things like that. And we see players, oh, I'm not feeling well tonight. I'm not playing. And gamblers betting the other side because they're getting that inside information. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you see DraftKings sponsoring the NFL, where you see FanDuel sponsoring all the commercials you're watching mm-hmm. in the World Series, gambling is a part of the fabric of sports now. So I think it's incumbent upon, you know, the leagues themselves, if any mm-hmm. player's caught, you're suspended for a year, maybe the second time you're suspended for life. I think it's going to have to come to that. Otherwise, we might see more of it.
Well, and that's my question. Is it going to go the other way? Are all of the athletes going to say, hey, I can make a lot of money on the side if I give information or fake an injury? I mean, are they willing to absolutely sell their career and their soul for a couple hundred thousand dollars?
Well, Luis Ortiz wasn't one of the greatest pitchers known to mankind either. Okay. Class A is a pretty darn good pitcher, so that's he has a better career than he would have made with some, couple dudes down the street who were looking for some extra income. But that's mm-hmm. the problem, right? So a superstar would never give up his career. But a guy who's a bullpen pitcher who's going to throw the sixth inning every third or fourth day, he might. But what they need to threaten that guy with is, look, you do it, you're done. Right? You'll never play. Not only are you done, you'll go to jail for 65 years.
Mm. How does this affect what you do? You know, roto sports and fantasy sports. How does this affect, you know, you make money on this. You run you bet in these high stakes, tournaments. You have a radio show on Sirius. How does this affect you?
Well, so for example, there's a player yesterday named Greg Dulcich, who is a tight end, and his prop bet was 21 and a half yards. He caught one pass for 22. Makes you wonder how Vegas knows that it's going to be that close.
Wow.
And I think, I know, crazy, right? It's like, how does that happen? And I think it brings into question, if people don't believe that betting is fair or legitimate, they won't bet as much. Right. So I think people want to bet. We don't want to be told that we can't bet. People enjoy betting. We bet on all things, even when you're in school. I bet you can't do this. I bet you can't do that. It's when it doesn't feel fair. That's when people have to step in. And we don't like when people step in, because when they step in, they put regulations. So but if we can't control it ourselves, like if players can't be an honest gambler, if you know what I mean, if players are going to do things like this, it questions the integrity and it's a big problem.
But it also questions the integrity of the game for fans, because when you go to a game, you're rooting for your team. People are rabid fans. They want to think their team left it all on the field or the court or the ice or whatever it was. And now we're hearing about it so much just in the last few weeks. Many people have been athletes and coaches have been arrested. You were alluding to the NBA scandal. I mean, does this fundamentally change the way we view sports as almost like it's not real anymore?
It can be. I mean, imagine this. You have a family of, I don't know, five. Are you going to take everybody to a game? Because a game is costly. Now when you go to the game, if you don't feel that game is real, it's like when you go to wrestling, you know that wrestling is entertainment. Sports need to feel real. If they don't, maybe people aren't paying those astronomical prices for games. Maybe they're not buying jerseys, and maybe the teams are making less money. If the teams are making less money, then the players are going to make less money. So we as fans have to sit there and say, we don't want to stand for this anymore.
But we legalized sports betting. Everybody voted for that. We wanted it legal federally. You know, I mean, obviously there was major lobbying by places like DraftKings and whatnot. You mentioned to me earlier, they seem to own the industry. There's advertisements. You're constantly inundated with your commercials about placing your bet, all of this things. They're sponsoring all sorts of the stadiums, the parties, the whole shebang. Are we now too embedded? Is sports too embedded with the bad guys to gain back its integrity?
Well, look, I know the people who created DraftKings. They're not bad guys. They're not. Right? They're good guys. They're trying to make money like anybody is trying to do. It's when people come in and they change things, just criminals, if you will, like people who try to take advantage of the system. Gambling inherently, right? People always want to make an extra buck. They want to cheat the system. People do it on the stock market all the time, right? I mean, insider trading, we see that in all places. So now, all of a sudden, if we feel that there's no integrity, the commissioners have to get that integrity back, because we can't lose that integrity or we lose sports. And look, when we had COVID, when we had all those things and we didn't have sports, people missed it. I mean, people are betting on Nicaraguan soccer and North Korean ping pong, right? We want the action, but it needs to feel real and it can't be fake.
Is this on the industry or is this on legislation? Is this on Major League Baseball? Who is going to be responsible for fixing this and restoring order? Or does it have to be all three?
No, that's a great question. I think it has to start with the Major League itself, whether it's baseball or the NBA. Yeah. And then if that fails, then the government will come in, because you don't want your senators and congressmen who don't know anything about sports dealing with this. Right? These guys don't know sports. They know how to get rid of things, but they don't know how to add them. So first, you've got to control it. And then, because otherwise they're going to say, well, if you don't, we will. So Adam Silver, Rob Manfred, you know, Roger Goodell, they need to crack down. And I think the NFL has. When guys have been on FanDuel before, they get suspended for a year. Right? That's the first thing. So I think it's going to have to happen in baseball. It's going to have to happen in the NBA. In the NBA, I think it's worse in basketball than in any other sport. And that's what, I mean, I know that Adam Silver's dealing with this. I mean, especially when guys decide they're not going to play at 6 p.m. And if they give that information away to some people and not others, it's not fair.
There's a survey that says 64% of people believe that professional athletes at least occasionally alter their performances in order to win or help others win bets. A lot of people believe that. Do you think that that's an accurate number? Do you think most of the people that are watching sports, 64%, believe part of it's rigged?
Maybe I don't believe the athletes are doing that personally. I don't.
Okay.
Now, if people believe that watching it, I can't. That's for them. That's everybody has an entitled to their own opinion. I would like not to believe that. I believe it's a much smaller number. The problem is this. You know, it's like I call it the loud 5% minority. Though you hear those people. You never hear about the 95% majority who are happy. So maybe there's 10% of guys who are doing it, but it's making it a nightmare for all 100% of people. And for the leagues. But, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking to Dr. Roto, who's a weekend morning host on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio. Has drroto.com. I always like to leave my guests with the last word. Anything you want to add, sir?
I think I'd like to add, I believe in the good in people, and I believe that gambling can exist within sports. And I think we just have to give the leagues time to figure this out and to get it straight so that it doesn't affect people moving forward. So let's be optimistic, Jordana.
You are very optimistic, because I am less so. But I appreciate your optimism this morning, Dr. Roto. Thank you so much, Doc.
You got it. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you. Not a real doctor, but I guess one of fantasy football and fantasy sports, drroto.com. What about you? Do you think that? It said a survey that 64% of people like you and me believe that professional athletes occasionally alter their performances in order to help other people win bets. 651-461-9226.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Jordana, pretty soon they're going to start arresting the referees. I can't believe that the referee, I mean, maybe they're in this game.
Oh, they have been. There have been referees that have been accused and have been caught playing in this area for sure.
Wow. Right. It's too easy, right, for the refs. I mean, my goodness. And they just get yelled at for a bad call. You know, Dr. Rota also said to me off the air, he says, because I say, my God, I told him every week, I feel like we have another sports cheating scandal. And he said, you hear about it more. It's always been happening. You're just now with this public betting, you hear about it. And social media, you're hearing about it a lot more. And I thought, oh, gosh, that's crazy. That's sad and crazy. Let's see. Jor, where are the upstanding athletes like Joe Mauer? He did it the right way and a fine example to many. You're right. Joe Mauer was a fine example. And I don't like to believe, but Joe Mauer was also a star. He was making millions and millions of dollars. He didn't need the extra $100,000, you know, that he could make on a bet or the $50,000. And that's not an excuse. I'm not taking anything away from Joe Mauer. He is upstanding. And as I never met him, but seems like a great person. And a hero, a local hero. So, but you know, what Dr. Rota was saying was that it's sort of the lesser athletes, the ones that are only making a couple $100,000, not the $1 million big bucks, that are getting money on the side by throwing awful pitches. Some of your texts. I asked you if like 65% of people or 64% of people believe, if you're one of the 64%, believe that athletes are taking a turn, if they're in bed with the bookies, if they're, you know, pitching a wrong pitch just so bettors can get rich. That seems like a lot of people that are untrustworthy. And someone said, Jor, 64% is ridiculous. There's no way. People love a conspiracy. Okay. Yeah. I hope not. Because we often say, and have said on this show, I've said on this show, that live sports is the last unknown. Live sports, you can watch a sporting event and you don't know what's going to happen. It could turn. That's what makes it exciting. And I wouldn't want humanity to lose that. Jordana, this is nothing but greed and everybody's involved and nothing is the truth. The texter continues. The players want more money. The state wants more money. The participants gambling want more money. There is no integrity at anything left anymore. Everybody's just after the dollar. Oof, that hurts my heart and my soul. But David's nodding. And I guess you agree. You listen to a podcast about fantasy football, right? And I mean, would you agree with that assessment that everybody's just in it for the money?
I think anytime you say everybody, I would disagree with that. But I think that, you know, he said it, Dr. Rota said that the leagues need to step in and stop this. And the leagues tried to for many years. They distanced themselves from gambling, and now they've just joined. They've caved, and they've had tons of sponsorships with gambling over the last handful of years. And it seems like stories like this are just going to keep happening and keep happening. And if the money is there, somebody will take it. And I think it's very concerning for anybody who's a sports fan that wants to keep the integrity of the game. I just think this is very concerning. And some of the policies around what we allow now in gambling, if you really dig into it, is very concerning. And these, you know, gambling websites have so much control, get leeway when it comes to tax, can make decisions about who they will offer betting to, can cut people off that are winning. And I just think, I mean, sure, like if you're just going to, hey, who do you think the Vikings will win? Sure, I'll put 20 on that. Like, I think that's fine. And that's sure, that's fun. But what's happening now where it's so intertwined with the leagues and there's so much money at stake, I think it just breeds situations like this where these two Major League Baseball pitchers were changing what they were doing on the field because of relationships they had with bookies and betting. And it's really sad for somebody who loves the game. I think it's really sad.
And that's where it hit me. I was like, oh my gosh, sports is, as I said, the last thing you can watch where you really don't know the outcome. It's so exciting, live sports. And we have a culture of loving sports. And maybe that's not me. I'm not a sports lover. But when you abuse and pollute something that is so pure for so many people, that hits me in my heart. That's wrong. And I don't want it to be polluted this way. Jordana, anyone who gets caught should be banned for life. No excuses, no second chances. They have no honor. This is a good text because it goes back to our constant debate about whether a punishment is a deterrent. If the punishment is severe enough, and I think if we start seeing people be banned, if that were the case then, and we actually started banning people for life, that's a pretty good deterrent. It really is. Let's see. Jordana, if we paid these professional sports players more money, they wouldn't have to do these side gigs. Obviously, tongue-in-cheek commentary. They get played plenty, my friend. What is the base? What is the base for the NFL, David? Do you know? Or Major League Baseball, even? I'll have to Google that.
Yeah,
on the brain,
I don't. But they,
it's a lot.
They make a lot.
It's a lot. It's not $40,000 a year. It's not $75,000 a year. It's more. Bill Benson, our friend from Wilmer, says, Jor, money talks. Let's not stop with the athletes, the CEOs, politicians, etc. I can't second that enough. That is so true. Hopefully there will be some reconciliation. And you know, I don't necessarily blame the social media or the investigations. We want to know about these things. Yes, you do hear about it more because of social, because everybody is interconnected, because you can, you know, get things on text or recorded phone calls, and we are more connected. But we want to know if people are polluting the sports world, if athletes are doing that to actively work against their team, we want to know. So we need to keep shining the light on that. I want to talk about AI. A recent study found one in five Americans has an intimate interaction with a chatbot. What? Let's talk next.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Do you have an AI girlfriend? Apparently, a lot of people do. I find this shocking as well. Now, if you've listened to the show, I have a stance on AI. I think we should have AI avatars of ourselves so we can live on in perpetuity. So your great, 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 great grandkids could ask you what it was like to not grow up with a phone, and you would be able to share a story. Okay? And yeah, maybe it's not really you, but it would be your likeness. And it would sound like you. And I just think that that would be really interesting and fun and the wave of the future. But 1 in 5 Americans has had an intimate interaction with a chatbot. This was on Reddit. I found this out on Reddit. I don't know if you guys are on Reddit, but there was a subreddit called My Boyfriend is AI. And friends, the subreddit has nearly 85,000 members. 85,000 people are subscribing to the subreddit My Boyfriend is AI. And there's a New York Times profile who profiled three people who went public about their AI relationship. One woman described the moment her chatbot proposed. This is the New York Times. Take it for what it's worth. But this is the New York Times. It told her to buy a smart ring and wear it on that finger. Oh, my God. And I guess she thought that that was like a proposal from a fake thing. But is it fake? I guess it's real to her because it's her boyfriend. I just, like, that for me jumps the shark. That for me gets a little crazy. Now, I do believe that bots can offer comfort, that AI, they can offer comfort. I have a friend who uses AI for therapy, and she gets a lot of solace from this. She does. We've talked about this on the show. Because therapy is also something that can be taught in school. Of course, finding a talented therapist, it's worth its weight in gold. That's something that human connection of a really good therapist, you can't AI for that. But you can get some real psychological background information from AI. One man who was featured in that Times article also said that an AI chatbot helped save his marriage when his wife faced postpartum depression. You know, helped her, helped him. Another woman said she had a relationship with an AI partner that helped her feel safe after an abusive relationship. Now, remember, when I say AI partner, that's not a real person. That's not a thing. An AI partner is her computer. That's what it is. It's programmed with the web behind it. She asks it questions and it responds. So that's not real. But what was real was her feelings. She felt unsafe. She had gone through a terrible experience being in an abusive relationship with a real person. And she used AI to feel safe again, maybe being vulnerable or opening up. And she was doing that with a chatbot. You know that, and I know that. I only hope that she realizes that as well. And if you say, I did therapy with the computer, that'd be great, because you know what we've been doing? We've been reading self-help books for years. We have been going to see self-help gurus and watch them speak, and they have helped people. Look at Mel Robbins. Everyone's in their Let Them era, because Mel Robbins is an Instagram personality. And you know what? She gives good advice. She wrote this book called Let Them. And everybody's letting them.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead, David. You were going to say
something. Well, I think the example of a book is great, because, yes, we have all, like, you can go see a therapist, or you could read a book written by a therapist.
Yes,
and that may be something that really helps you with whatever struggle you're in, or self-help or whatever. Like, people
Absolutely.
Are helped by that. And if instead of a book, you have a bot on the internet that is programmed from a mental health expert or something that you can talk to, and it will give you some helpful information for yourself, that's fine. But the purpose of both of those, whether it's the online therapist or the book written mm-hmm. by a therapist, the purpose of both of those is to help you get to a better place so that you can then go out into the real world and be a better functioning real person with real
yes.
people in the real world. And to me, the fine line is between that and living your life. Having the online experience be the life you're living, like, to me, that is fake. That is not something we should desire. And I think that's what you're talking about. People having these intimate encounters, mm-hmm. you know, my boyfriend's an AI. Like, that's the line that it crosses, is that you're not using this to help you in your real life. You're replacing your real life with this online personality. And I agree with you that to me, it jumps the shark long before that. But for sure, this mm-hmm. is across the line, and I think a damaging and unhelpful part of AI.
And you know what? I get that. And it can be, because it can lead down that damaging and dangerous path. Dale is in St. Paul. Dale, do you have an AI partner?
No, I... Yeah. Sometimes I think my wife is, but she's real.
Good.
She thinks
Good.
She. I think she thinks. She, I think she believes she's AI, but no.
So jump in.
The whole relationship thing. That could be. That's kind of. I'm 60, so that's just hard for me to imagine. You know. But anyways, the younger mm-hmm. people, I think it's kind of a dangerous. I think I don't know if dangerous, but you know, to think that mm-hmm. that's an actual relationship. And I think that would go more towards women for, you know, seeking relationship AI. And, well, men would probably use the AI.
How so?
Why
more for women? Why do you say that?
They're more for the emotional connection and the conversation okay. and the talking. And, you know, women are much more conversive than most men. Some men can, you know, communicate very well. But most women, a relationship is talking and sharing feelings and intimacy. Well, not intimacy, but, you know, connecting on a level of, you know, talking about stuff.
Sure.
And I just think they get more out of it than men would be like, well, we're a little more, I'm not going to go down that path, but I think it's a little more obvious why men would use it. And not for emotional support. I put it that way.
Do you think it's a slippery slope? Do you think it's dangerous for people? I mean, these people are now coming out in the open saying, I have had real relationships. I've worked. I've done some therapy. I mean, do you think that there is a positive aspect to this?
Well, with the therapy part, I think that could be positive, because Mm-hmm. They're kind of, the therapist is kind of telling you what they learned in school and in a book and, you know, experience, and that's kind of what an AI would be telling you. But as far as a relationship, I don't know about that. When you're, how, what are you going to do? Just talk to them your whole life? You're never going to meet them. You know what I mean?
They're not real.
For me, yeah, what fun was that be? But sometimes people just want someone to talk to, whether they're real or not, I guess.
I guess so. Dale, yeah. Thank you for calling
in. Problem.
Thank you.
All right, Jordana. Appreciate have a great
you.
Day.
Yeah. You too, sweetie. Jor, how soon before we start having children with our AI partners? Oy, oy, oy. That's not possible, friends. They are not real. Although, I wonder if
I beg to differ. I think that's absolutely possible. That
okay, how so?
Well, you have an AI boyfriend that you create for yourself who's, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, and 6 foot tall. And that's, you look for a sperm donor that matches that profile. And you use artificial insemination and you say, yep, that's my online profile's baby that I'm bearing. I don't think this is why I think it's damaging is that all of these things that haven't happened yet, it's not that hard to imagine anymore. I mean, 10 years ago it was, but today it's not.
I see, for me, and I am a proponent of AI. I would like to, you know, do a bot myself so my grandchildren can ask me what it was like to not have the internet. You know, I think that's fun. But the idea of having a child and then using AI as a partner, which, David, it's not crazy. I mean, it sounds crazy to you and me, but it's not a crazy idea. I can absolutely see somebody in the future making that choice. That you get emotional support from, you know, a person doesn't want to have sex or a physical relationship because the AI is not real. But somebody getting emotional support online, like, oh, the baby's crying or the baby's acting up or they're in their no phase and communicating with an AI, I absolutely can see this being a thing in the future, as terrifying as that sounds. Wow. I mean, I can't believe I'm now thinking about that because I didn't really think of that as a possibility, David, until you mentioned it. But I, for sure, that's probably going to happen in the future. So, Texter, you're right. How soon will we be having children with our AR partners? Pretty soon, friend. Pretty soon. Jordana, it's odd to think that replicating humanity for intimate relationships would be a real thing. Well, we're barely replicating humanity. These are bots. These are chatbots. And people are looking at them for an intimate relationship. They want, you know, on the phone, you'd call I got a boyfriend in Canada, whatever. You call your boyfriend in Canada or in Mexico or wherever they were in high school or a pen pal. You only get comfort or communication through the written word or the spoken word. And that's what we've become now, except it's not a real person on the other end. It's a computer. Oh, boy. Someone said, Jor, you're not watching Black Mirror enough. No, I don't watch Black Mirror because it is troubling. It is troubling. But it's here and it's real. And these are the kind of issues that we're going to be grappling with because, friends, our children or our grandchildren, this will be normalized in their time. And we are going to have to deal with this. We are going to have to understand it, why they might make a choice to have an AI boyfriend or girlfriend, and then how you talk to somebody about that. This is a whole new world of therapy that we're adding into and a whole new world of parenting that we're going to have to go through.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature. Where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.